it might be good for our fans to maybe send some thank you cards there. I've said it before, sometimes a change of scenery for anybody is a good thing. There's been guys that have been here that have gotten released or traded that have, you know, had some success other places. I think about Anthony LaVine, you know, who was here, and he's made a hell of a career in Baltimore. You know, team captain, core special teams player. There's been, a few guys like that who just needed maybe an opportunity or a change of scenery or just a reset on their careers. I'm not saying Big Dog needed that because he already stabbed himself as one of the great tight ends of his generation and one of the all-time great blocking tight ends. So we're really thankful to have him in his presence. Allen and Swerve, I think those guys needed a change, maybe to a place that gave them a direct role. For Allen, it was, we want you to play receiver, and he did the rest. So I think he deserves all the credit. And with Swerve, it was, hey, you know, we believe in you to be our returner, and then also we're going to throw you in on some stuff on offense. And when you give a player a role, and I think Big Dog falls in this role, in this category as well, when you give somebody a specific role, you watch and you see the confidence grow, buying into what we're doing increases, the leadership opportunities increase for that person. The focus increases, I believe. And I think there's just something so powerful about that as a leader, a coach, a personnel person, understanding when you can give somebody a directive, as in a role in this case, you can often inspire those guys to play beyond what the potential says or beyond what the measurables say, because the immeasurable part of a player, the toughness, the ability to deal with adversity, the confidence can be exponentially heightened when you give somebody like Swerve, like Big Dog, like Alan Lazard an opportunity and a role. And I love playing with those guys.
Aaron, kind of segueing from that, Mark asked you about Hackett. I know this is Matt's offense. I know Matt calls the plays. I know you're playing great. But in what ways does Hackett make a difference in this offense, and in what ways has he helped you both maybe from a schematic or playing standpoint, but also with his personality? Because you comment on that a lot too.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's the number one thing. There's nobody in the building that brings me more joy or is more fun to be around than Nathaniel Hackett. You know, we got some great guys, you know, some guys I've enjoyed playing with for a long time. I knew based on his friendship with AVP, Alex Van Pelt, that we were going to be friends just because Alex is such a great dude and him and I had such a great friendship. I just knew Hack and I were going to bond, but he's become, you know, such a close confidant and friend, besides a fantastic coach. And I just really, really can't, express enough how important he is to our team in so many ways. He's incredible in front of a room. He brings a lot of great energy that's really important to not just meetings that can sometimes, without the energy he infuses, maybe get long at times. Never feels that way with him in front of the room. And for that matter, with Steno and J.O. in front of the room. But Hack has really embraced the idea of celebration together as well, which I think is such a vital part of us coming together and being a close-knit group. I think he's got a great mind. Obviously, I'm a little biased because he comes from the old school West Coast tree and feeling like I grew up in the West Coast offense as well with Mike and Mike Sherman and Mike McCarthy. I have a lot of affection for some of those old West Coast plays. And I do have a dialogue with his father, Paul, usually about specific West Coast concepts. But Hack has been a really important part of our culture change and a part of our success on offense. I love him. Hope he doesn't go anywhere unless I do.